Tracy Equipment Rental.
Hi, is this Jennifer?
Yes.
Hey, Jennifer, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. We were in contact, not sure if you remember, it was about a month ago. I know you mentioned you guys are, you know, planning on expanding, you know, the business to a new location and possibly needing, you know, 20 to 30K. Are those plans still on the horizon, or?
I know you probably haven't fielded any yet.
It's sort of iffy right now.
Sort of iffy. What's been holding you guys back over there?
Probably the financials. Honestly.
Yeah. But, like, have you guys tried, like, you know, working with someone or seeing if you can get the approvals?
Yet.
Not yet.
Mm-mm.
And what's it's just you haven't got any like offers or approvals or anything like that.
Honestly, waiting for my husband to figure out what he wants to do.
Okay. Okay.
To tell you the truth about the matter.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're sort of in holding pattern at the moment.
Yeah, and no problem. I mean, so have you guys, like, been looking at, have you found a new location at all, or are you just kind of?
We found one, but we're still, it's not the best one for us, so we're still kind of looking.
Like, what would be the best location for you guys? Is it like you looking at a busier street corner, or are you just more room?
Yeah, a busier, more visible location, a place with an enclosed or a fenced-in gated yard that we currently bring everything inside our building every single night and take it out every single morning.
Oh, wow. That's rough.
Yeah, it's a lot of time waste.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're kind of trying to find, both the visible location and the actual correct space for us.
Yeah, exactly. So you, and have you, I mean, you just started kind of searching for it, and I know that one, what was on with that one location that you guys saw? It just was smaller or didn't have that?
Not in a great, the location itself is not great.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, you might as well, you know, get the best for the business, you know, if you're going to do this big move. And you said you need the 20 to 30K to further moving, or is that just extra cash for other projects?
If we did not move, that would be extra cash that we could use here if we stayed here.
Mm-hmm.
But if we moved, it would be to move.
Okay.
Half of that would probably be to move, and then half of it would be to kind of float us through the summer, too.
And float you guys through the summer. Okay. Well, great. Yeah, I mean, we could do, you know, both of that. And, I mean, by expanding, how you already have a projected increase in sales by expanding or moving to this new location?
If we were going to move to a more visible location, I think, you know, we could probably decrease our payroll a little bit because we wouldn't have people coming in an hour before we opened to, you know, unload
yeah.
the whole place. But,
exactly.
And then same with night, they would just lock the door and leave.
Yeah.
Lock the gate and leave and not have to, like, you know, we could, you know, there's times where we can't rent out things to people because it's buried in the stuff, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's not good. And what kind of equipment do you guys rent over there?
Anything from, like, weed eaters to stump grinders, sod cutters, that type of stuff. Smaller equipment.
Yeah, smaller equipment. Okay, that's great. And that's, I mean, is that pretty, do you guys restock on inventory as well, or how often do you do that?
We don't. We need to, for sure.
Yeah.
We could definitely upgrade and pay off some of the stuff that we owe on. That actually would be the most helpful thing, is to pay off the stuff that we owe.
Uh-huh. And how much you guys owe?
Probably close to 20.
Okay.
On our equipment.
On your equipment? Okay, no problem. And, I mean, what were sales like last year for you guys?
Let me see here. Hold on a second.
Okay.
actually is in there. Oh, okay, shit. She's gonna be back next week. Probably not this week.
I'm gonna see if I can pull that up real quick.
Okay.
Okay, if you have an email, should I get send her a quick note and text her? Okay, well, can you, like, text me through your voicemail then?
Hey, Calvin?
Leave her something.
Hold on, didn't tell me anything? Okay.
No worries.
Selena?
Giving me the information I need.
I mean, if you have like a ballpark, that helps too.
Under 450,000.
Okay. 450. Okay, that's great. And are you guys looking to, you know, go above that and beyond that this year? Your projections?
Probably, yeah. It's been a little bit, I don't even want to say it out loud, but it's been a little bit busier.
No, that's good. I mean, yeah. And what do you attribute to that? That growth?
Rain, honestly. Rain.
Oh.
The lack of, you know, the fact that it's rained a lot has, people are actually working on their equipment more and, or their houses more, and the ground's softer so they can do things, they're planting, you know, people are, it's picking up because of the rains helped a lot when it was in the drought. Nobody wants to do anything because you can't do anything with your yards and,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. It just puts a damper on everything.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. And so, you know, with that, your gross annual sales around 450,000, we'd be able to get you around, you know, quick quote, 45,000 as unsecured cash, and you guys can use that, you know, however you see fit for the business. And how long have you been in business for over there?
I think it's 7 years.
Okay, wow, that's 7 years. That's a long time. How'd you guys get involved in the business? Did you just purchase it or?
Completely random. My father-in-law was looking for something to do, and he had this idea of starting up a rental company.
Uh-huh.
And my husband talked him out of buying a franchise and doing it independently.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Well, yeah, look at you. 7 years later, and you guys are making good money. That's great to hear. You never know, you know, what could happen. That's really cool.
Sure.
You just purchased a bunch of equipment in bulk?
A lot of it came from my house, because my husband's been a mechanic for life, so a lot of the small stuff came from my house.
Yeah.
And the rest has been financed, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how fast do these, like, pieces of equipment pay for themselves when you purchase them, or do you just buy them in cash, with cash?
Pretty quickly, but, you know, we're still paying on a lot of them, so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, not a problem.
And just off the bat, I think we have at least 20,000 of leased equipment that we still owe 20,000 on.
Okay, no problem, and so that is, like, currently paying for itself. Like, how long does it take usually for them to pay for themselves? It just depends on business, or?
Yeah, and depends on the piece of equipment. Like, I'm sure some of them have paid for themselves.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah, you still have them, like, on a lease. And who do you guys usually use when you purchase those equipment?
The company themselves, so, like, Kubota.
Uh-huh.
And some others are financed through, one's Sheffield, one's Bank of the West. So
yeah, Kubota, Bank of the West, and Sheffield. Okay. And is there any specific one that you guys usually work with, or is just the best deal?
It usually is whoever's selling the equipment, who they use.
Oh, okay. You just go through the vendors?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, we also do equipment financing as well. And, yeah, I mean, with that,
If we could get the, you know, whatever, our consolidate everything, that would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, we could do that as well for you guys. Excuse me. And with that, you know, 45K, I know you, the 20, you could, you know, you want to get rid of that. But could you use anything for that, you know, 45K for the business? Would that help you guys, like, move locations? Or if you stay there, at least get new equipment or updated or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you the, so you're, what is it, 50-50 between you and your husband, or?
It's actually, my father-in-law owns it, and mm-hmm. my husband and I are officers.
Okay, perfect. All right, no problem. Yeah, we could definitely, you know, get something, you know, going for you if you wanted. I remember I did shoot you an email, I believe. Yeah, I sent it. Yeah, I have your email file.
What would it be?
I'm sorry?
Hold on a second. Okay. What is your email that I can look it up under?
It's Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, P, at bankofcardiff.com.
Okay. Okay, so I have that, so I can forward that, and I'll talk to my husband again and see where he thinks we are without all that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, and yeah, if you guys do want to get an answer, at least see what you know with some hard numbers on what you'd be looking at with us, and it would just be that one page. I believe I attached an application in that email, so it'd be a one-page application. It'd be 6 months business bank statements. They just evaluate the cash flow of the business. So they don't give you anything. You know, it'd be a burden, obviously. And your most recent tax return.
Okay.
And, yeah, once, you know, we see that, we can get you answers within 24 hours. And then, you know, funded in 48 if needed. But at least, you know, you guys can look at some hard numbers, see exactly where you stand with us, and then if it's, you know, a good business decision, you guys can take it and use it. And if not, you know, at least you know what we can get you, though, for sure.
Right. Okay, great.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, when's a good time to follow up with you, and when you guys, you know, you think you can get that application back to me?
I'm not sure. I have to, like I said, talk to my husband, and he's got to talk to his dad, so.
Okay.
I would probably say maybe next, you know, like 3 weeks.
Okay.
3 weeks, something like that.
Okay, sounds good. I will go ahead and follow up then.
Hold on. Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. Thanks.
Bye.